Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the garden where Adam and Eve lived, there came a thief. He was a swindler, flattering with his tongue, smooth with his words, like a con man who tricks the unsuspecting out of thousands of dollars. He told Adam and Eve that they were missing out on a great deal that God had been keeping himself. If they would just eat of the forbidden fruit, then they would be divine themselves, turning them from God's word to his own deceitful word. This thief, this devil, robbed them blind. Enticing them to try to be like God, he stole away their humanity. He took it with their lives. You, sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, are in the very same state. Despite all of our knowledge and achievements and abilities, the fact is that we are now less than human, a disfigured shadow of what we were created to be. We can sometimes feel that in our very soul. The change just isn't exactly right. The inhumanity which within us manifests itself in anger, and impatience, and disrespect, and lust, and greed, and grudges, and gossip. Even more subtly, it shows itself when we come to church more out of a love for family and tradition than out of a love for God. To be human is to live as God's creation, to receive everything from him according to his will, to love and trust in him as one who is good and gracious, and to be dependent on him for all that we need. But by nature, we would rather be independent. We don't want to be human, creatures who are under a creator. We want to be like God, in charge, calling our own shots, doing our own thing. The truth is that all of us fell with Adam. We've been robbed. We've been mugged and left to die. But in the garden, God promised to send one who would silence the lying tongue of this thief and crush his head and rescue us from his power. God would do this by turning the tables on the devil, using Satan's own tactics against him. This would be a sting operation. It was through a virgin, Eve, that the tempter worked this evil, and so it is also through a virgin, Mary, that Christ enters into the world to undo and destroy the devil's work. It was in a quiet and subtle and shrewd manner that the serpent attained its plunder and sound. It was in a quiet and shrewd and subtle manner that the Son of God comes to restore that which is taken from him. Back to himself with a new flesh and blood, becoming a real baby boy. The scriptures say that our Lord comes as a thief in the night. That is a reference to Jesus' second coming, his return on the last day. Like a robber in the darkness, he will come suddenly and unexpectedly to judge the living and the dead, as we confess in the church of the thief. But that phrase can be also applied to Jesus' first coming as Christmas. He comes like a thief in the night, that is, quietly, hidden in the shadows, with almost no one noticing his arrival. The Son of God, who upholds all creation, enters into his creation in the womb of the blessed Virgin Mary, traveling, curled up in her belly to the holy city of David. He is given birth to the bride, because there is no room for that. He arrives on the scene undercover, secretly, like a holy virgin, to win back the beauty that the devil stole away. The Son of God begins to do that in the very act of his becoming man. By taking on your body and soul, Jesus has redeemed and cleansed your humanity with his divine holiness. His incarnation permeates and hallows mankind in the stable with the animals, we see that Jesus as the new Adam, the new. He has come to lift you out of your deepest inhumanity and recreate you by his coming in. As in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. God the Son took your humanity into himself so that your humanity might be restored. Has greatly exalted you by becoming not an angel or any other creature, but a true man, your blood brother. He partakes only of your humanity so that in him you might truly become human. Okay. That's why already here the heavenly host breaks forth in rejoicing, for the beginning of your salvation has been accomplished. Already now, God has begun to break the devil's hold on you. The baby Jesus is delivered from the blessed virgin, and in this way, you are being delivered from the shadow of death. Christ, your humanity is recaptured from the center and given back to you. You, who fell from God into the hands of darkness, have been brought back to your maker. That is the truth on earth that the angels sing of. God and man come together again in Jesus, who is himself both God and man. Those who believe and are baptized into the body of Christ and thereby united with God have nothing to fear. And so the angels sing, glory to God in the highest. For it is God's glory to come to your aid, to descend from heaven to help you and bless you. By uniting your humanity with his divinity, God has made your cause his own. He is your powerful ally who alone has the power to defeat the enemy. Whatever the devil did to us, he has now done it to God too. And this is his most amen. Our Lord is losing the battle and is coming. Just as the Son of God was born in lowly state, so also his divine power to save us will be hidden beneath meekness and humility and suffering. The tender brow of this little one is being prepared to be pierced with thorns. His fragile hands and feet will feel the hammer thrown. As great spikes are driven through them, attacking them with fun. The tiny, beating heart of this baby will grow to be pierced with a spear, and from it will flow the blood and tons of power and strength. Jesus the soul was crucified between two robbers, as if he were a thief himself. And himself, he lost. Not only did he come to rob the devil of his victory over you, he accomplished that by robbing you of your sin. He stole away from you every uncleanness, every failure to love, along with every hurtful and evil thing that has been said or done to you. He robbed you of his power, of his soul, and demolished it on the cross, and his death. It was through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that Satan conquered men. And so it was also by his tree, the Holy Cross, that Christ conquered Satan and reconciled man to God. It was by death that Satan sought to steal away man's glory, and so it is by death, the death of Christ, and his resurrection, that the glory of man is restored. Listen to your friends carefully then, and hear clearly what the angels declare and believe it. Unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He comes as a thief in the night to take away your sins and heal your injured flesh and spirit with his own pure flesh. is born to give you second birth to a new and everlasting life, your son. And this will be the sign. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And today, that you will find the Christ wrapped in the swaddling cloths of bread and wine, lying in the manger of the altar. Bethlehem is here whenever the holy sacrament of our Lord's very body and blood is distributed and received. In just a few short hours, those of you who are able to return to midnight mass will not be entering a mere church building for a service, but none other than the city of Jesus, Bethlehem, which is the house of bread. But here, from this altar, you will receive the bread of life, the very body and blood of the one whose birth we celebrate tonight, for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening and preservation of your faith. And if you are unable to join us later for midnight mass, don't worry. Bethlehem is found here each and every Sunday and on Tuesday throughout the year, and our Lord will meet again to bring you with himself as well. Let us give them when treasure with Mary and ponder the holy mysteries in our hearts this whole day. And let us, with the shepherds, glorify and praise God for all of the things that we have heard and seen. Finally, let us heed the invitation reserved in our confessional hymn, O come, all ye faithful. Let us come to Bethlehem, often to behold the one born the King of Angels, the light of life eternal, the Son of God and Word of the Father, the Holy Virgin, who steers us away from sin, death, and the devil, that we might live with him and all his saints and angels forever in heaven. Let us come in the glory of Christ, the Lord, and his holiness of his name. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, with the life everlasting.